Phoenix Audio presents.
Full House, The Spread of Excellence from Plato to Darwin, by Stephen Jay Gould. How shall we spot and read a trend? Huxley's chessboard. We reveal ourselves in the metaphors we choose for depicting the cosmos in miniature. Shakespeare, unsurprisingly, saw the world as a stage and all the men and women merely players. Francis Bacon, in bitter old age, referred to external reality as a bubble. We can make the world really small for various purposes, ranging from religious awe before the even grander realm of God, but a small parenthesis in eternity, according to Sir Thomas Browne in the mid-17th century, to simple zest for life, as stated so memorably in a conversation between the paragons for such a position, Pistol and Falstaff, "The world's mine oyster, which I with sword will open." We should therefore not be surprised that Thomas Henry Huxley, the arch-rationalist and master of combat, should have chosen a chessboard for his image of natural reality. The chessboard is the world, the pieces are the phenomena of the universe, the rules of the game are what we call the laws of nature. The player on the other side is hidden from us. We know that his play is always fair, just, and patient. But also we know, to our cost, that he never overlooks a mistake or makes the smallest allowance for ignorance. This image of nature as a tough but fair adversary, beatable...